In spite of all the progress and the global conferences and discussions on this topic, we have yet to mainstream all these issues, and I feel like they're running in parallel with all the other topics. So I'm wondering now why isn't a mandate for us at the UN? We now have a scorecard where we need to put together actions for each of our agencies on anti-racism efforts, but it's not necessarily an accountability. It's more like an action plan, and we develop some measures, but it's not necessarily integrated as part of our knowledge, our basic skills, the way we are working at the UN. I feel like there's a lot of knowledge that we're not necessarily gaining, for example, at the Human Rights Council. Even though there are some resolutions, there is all the efforts on the UPR, but we're not bringing them together to create a critical mass. And so for me, that's the greatest resistance. It was also very interesting to me to see, for example, in Guatemala, when we were working together with women's groups on the recommendation, the CEDAW Recommendation 39 on indigenous women, how the competition amongst groups really made it difficult to advance, and how there's all this, value given to visibility, who's the leader, who's the pioneer, whose name is here, when we should be past that, when the needs are so immense, and that really, I think, affected that process in terms of ownership, because in the end, some indigenous women groups were excluded from the discussions, and I just found it very paradoxical that we had such a situation now, after all the struggles, after all we've learned, after really all the suffering, to really position mainstream, make evident these issues. I also was privileged to study in the United States and take Black history classes, and it was life-changing, and but it was optional, and it should be mandatory. I also took the first class when I was studying political science in Colombia on Afro-Colombians, and it was a very small group, but to me, when we have 30% of the population is Afro-Colombian, when the culture in Latin America really is based on Afro-descendants' traditions, knowledge, cosmovision, that this is not already mainstreamed, it's really, to me, a very big pushback, a very big impediment, and an obstacle when we already have so much knowledge, literature, and leadership. Thank you.